That's all I need to know about you.
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 If you go around and lecture people about bringing their reusable bags and you're a paper bag shamer, that's all I need to know about you.
Who did that to you?
So last night, it was late. Well, for late for me, it was like 7:30. And all of a sudden, I realized I am down to the last bit of formula. I have basically no pouches of food left for the baby.
You're a terrible mom. You have to go out and procure this food now at this point.
I've got about four diapers. And that child insists on pooping and eating every single day.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, right. Let's go to Walmart. So I head over to Walmart.
Function of life, by
the
way.
Yeah, right.
Right, right. Pooping and eating. But, okay.
So, listen, it's been a busy week.
Right.
True.
I get to Walmart, and I forgot the bags in the car.
Okay.
Now, it's so annoying because it's a new way of living. You have to remember to bring your reusable bags. Yeah.
Okay.
So I get to the front and I have a cart full of baby food because I've decided that I'm going to get enough baby food for weeks.
Bulk purchase. This is never going to happen to you again. You're going to be a responsible parent from now on.
Now it's late. It's 8 o'clock. It's almost, and I'm like, it's my bedtime. And I look and I go, oh, I left the bags in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not going back out.
Didn't they have the option? You could just buy like three or four.
Yes!
Right. Okay.
So
right.
Start loading them up in the paper bags, and this guy comes, and he's like, excuse me, miss?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes? Yeah. And he goes, you know, you're hurting the environment. You're supposed to be using reusable bags.
Wait a minute. This is a guy who works there or
doesn't?
Here's the thing. I cannot stand the person who has got to lecture the person who's not in the job. It's the same thing with, like, people talking about people's driving. You wanted to be a cop? Join the academy. If not, shut your mouth. You have no authority here, sir, in Walmart.
Oh, I can't. I couldn't deal with it. I was like, yeah, they're in the car. He's like, well, shouldn't you go to the car and get them? And I was like, who are you?
Right.
Who are you, stranger?
Did you have the baby with you?
No, not.
Okay.
I was just out by myself.
Right, okay.
But that is all I need to know about you. If you're a paper bag shamer, we're doing the best we can here.
Right. You know what? I mean, I'm going to be real with you. I love it when I go to the counter. I'm getting the opposite. Everybody's trying to sell me a bag. They're actively trying to sell me a bag. Maybe it's a demographic thing. They're looking at me because I'm a guy, and they figure that I'm just a dumb guy.
You're never going to remember your bags.
I'm never going to remember my bags, and this is why the earth will fail, is because of dumb men for the future here. But I love defiantly. I'll pick up everything. I've got the greatest grip of my life now, thanks to the fact that there are no more bags. I'll carry everything.
Mm-hmm.
Hot, cold, whatever. I don't care. I'm like, oh, totally look at me. Look
You're
at
saving
how I'm doing this.
All those dimes. 10 cents? Nope.
Right.
This dime is staying right in my pocket.
I do have something for you this morning. When I walked in this morning, if you're the person who, despite the fact that the elevator is broken, tries to wedge open the doors because you'll still rather take the risk of your life to go up two floors instead of walking up the stairs. That's all I need to know about
you. Did you do that?
I was holding the button. The elevators are busted in our building.
It's true.
And I was holding the button for 40 seconds as it was trying to open that one. And then I was taking my hands and I was like, speed.
Yeah.
I was trying to open the elevator shaft again. And then 20 seconds into that, I said to myself, this is probably not a good idea.
Right.
I had my keys in there. I was trying to wedge it open.
Doesn't seem right when the elevator is clearly broken.
But think of how great the show would have been had I gotten stuck in the elevator.
I thought about that too.
I was going to say, have you guys ever gotten stuck in those elevators?
I've gotten delayed in there, but not for more than a couple minutes.
I've gotten stuck off the floor by 6 inches. That's what I've gotten
stuck for 30 minutes.
Who's going to die in that elevator first, do you think?
Me!
If Christian says he was stuck in the elevator for 30 minutes, is he the last person we believe also? Is that what's going on there?
Oh, there's a photo. There's evidence.
Oh, the kid's late. Oh,
no.
I'm stuck in the elevator again.
Oh, no.
It's the third time this week, Christian.
You want to chime in too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I should have known when I looked over to my husband and said, can I wear these out in public? And he just paused like he was just terrified and he wasn't sure how to answer that question.
Right.
That it was probably a bad idea.
So did he actually say anything?
Here's what he said. Start 89.9, it's Anna and Raven. So we've been running. We've been running a lot getting ready for the Sona
5K. We're in training, man.
Yeah, we're in training. So I have biker shorts that I usually only wear around the house.
They're secret.
You know?
They're secret shorts.
But they're just black short biker shorts.
Right.
And, you know, the truth be told is I probably have no business wearing biker shorts.
Does anybody really, though? I got to be honest. Unless you're like a model and you're eating seaweed, biker shorts are a really hard look to pull off.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
They really are.
But I had them on and I just finished my run and I didn't have much time and I had to run to Stu Leonard's and grab some things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right down the street. And I said, I go.
You didn't want to change.
I didn't want to change. I just wanted to run and get it and then come home and shower. And I go, can I wear these? And he looked at me and he paused. And it was a really long pause.
Right.
And then he's like, well,
And you still went. You still went.
And at that point, I was so aggravated because I was like, I could have been a stool in her.
And back. So you figure the shorts are even going to help you because you can move faster in these shorts.
I'm like fluid in them. Right. I can run as fast as I can. Wind resistance is down. So he's like, well, your butt doesn't, it's, and I was like, that's it, I'm leaving.
Perfect. So, I'm going right now.
So you go to Stu Leonard's, right? I go to Stu Leonard's, and I do my grocery shopping. Right. And of course, you run in, like, it's like going to a town meeting there. You run into people.
Right. The second you get out of your car and grab your car.
Right. Well, it's not really like that.
NSF.
I mean, it was my daughter's
rocking the biker shorts.
First grade teacher.
Is it like awkward, like when the teacher's husband is like, "Hey, Anna,"
but
like, you know,
like I recognize you. Sweaty, and I'm wearing biker shorts, and they're tight. And it's just the most awkward situation.
You run into the priest. You run into your priest.
Hello, Father.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I'll be at Mass later, not in these shorts. Right. No, I'll change. I'll change before Mass. And I ran into three different people I knew.
You're right.
And I'm talking to them, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm wearing biker shorts.
And they're looking down. Are you trying to look at their face to see whether or not they're looking down while they're talking to you?
I can't even concentrate on the conversation. Because I'm like, are they looking at my thighs? Right. Are they judging my cellulite?
Simultaneously trying to hold your 12 items in your hands because you forgot your bag.
I love it. Exactly. Right. And I was thinking about it. And then, you know, I went home and I said to my husband, I go, I don't know why you let me go out in these.
Right. It's his fault. It's automatically his fault.
Right.
And despite his hesitation.
He's like, well, I know, stumbling.
He's still stammering because he's still in trouble.
Since I left a half hour ago, he's still stammering, trying to figure out what to say about telling me not to wear the biker shorts to Stu Leonard.
Didn't prepare that statement.
No.
Bad move, Paul.
But it got us thinking. 1-800-330-9999. What is the most ridiculous thing that you wear out in public, and you ain't got no shame? You're like, look at these. I'm wearing biker shorts. I'm 39 years old. I just had a baby, and there is cellulite everywhere. That was a great decision.
Oh, hey, Hayden's Girl Scout troop leader. Right. Great to run into you and your husband and your parents, your sister's in town. Great. Want to meet everybody.
I ran into a former coworker that used to work here.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, hi. These are my biker shorts. I wear them all the time. What clothes do you wear in public that you have no business wearing? 1-800-330-9999. 1-800-330-9999. What article of clothing do you wear out in public that you really shouldn't? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I wore biker shorts out on Sunday morning. I went to Stu Leonard's grocery store.
Bold choice.
My husband tried to tell me through his stammering and that I shouldn't do it.
He hesitated when you asked him whether or not he felt it was appropriate. And then when you got there, you ran into people and they gave you sexy looks as they looked and talked to you.
You should know.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock in the morning at Stu Leonard's, it is basically like going to a party. You're going to run into people you know.
It's an old person's funeral.
Oh.
This is where everybody gets together now.
And now I'm talking to these people, and all I can think about is they're looking at my legs. They're looking at my butt. I'm wearing these biker shorts because I had just finished a run.
Shorts, right.
Oh, and it was the most inappropriate feeling. I was like, this is a bad decision on my part. I asked on Facebook. I said, what piece of clothing do you wear in public that you shouldn't? And Christy wrote skeleton pajama bottoms. And I think that's only acceptable at Walmart. I think that's like the rule.
Walmart. Right? All sweatpants are fine.
Yeah, that's it. Pajama bottoms.
Your Juicy's from 12 years ago.
Listen,
yep, they're all fine.
J-Lo's bringing Juicy back. And okay. I'm here for that.
Okay.
William wrote, Anna, you don't need your butt to look any bigger with padded shorts. Thanks, William. It's not nice
for
or
weighing in there. William.
Thanks, William. I mean, it's really early. You're just bringing that fire.
Bringing
that hate.
I don't have a big butt. I have a flat butt. Like, get out of here.
Right.
All right. David wrote, he occasionally wears welding goggles.
Good.
Why?
Good.
Why?
Just to make people wonder.
Like, why are you wearing welding goggles?
I wear sweatpants shorts that look like I cut up sweatpants, but they're like Hollister's. But they have bleach spots all over them because I also use them when I clean the pool.
Nice.
So I look like my wife just doesn't know how to do laundry.
It's good.
That's what it looks like.
Dixie Dawn wrote, it's more of an accessory, but I wear a sparkly kitty ear headband. Over the age of 12, questionable.
Right. Wow. Right. Right. I'd be like, they're elated, but I'm not sure if I'm okay with that.
Oh, man. I mean, do you. That's what you want to do. Do you. Here's one more. That's my favorite. I wear a pair of jeans that don't fit right. For some reason, they're really kind of droopy. I have jeans like that, too, that are ugly.
They look like you pooped yourself.
Yeah, but I still wear them because I don't know what else. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you wear that you really shouldn't?
Pretty much the same thing you do. My Kofi shorts. But I figured if they look a pound off, I'm in the game, right?
I saw a guy with cut-off jean denim shorts the other day. Not shorts that were, you know, designed as jeans. Actual old jeans that he had taken a pair of scissors to and cut the legs off of. And it's not 1977 anymore, my friend. It's just not.
Did he have a mullet, too?
No, he did not have a mullet. No, he did not have a mullet, but it's a fair follow-up question.
Fair, right. Fair question.
And no Trans Am in the parking lot either.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you wear out in public that you shouldn't?
Hi, my name's Mike. I'm 52. I wear Jack the Pumpkin King pajamas out all the time at night.
Sir, I'm reporting you.
At night, on top of that.
If I see you or a clown with a red balloon or anything creepy like that at night, I'm making a phone call.
Well, typically it's with a t-shirt and perhaps slippers or maybe my socks. But
well, that's a little bit better. Well, do you wear the socks and the slippers?
Oh, no socks with slippers. Okay. That really is sacrilegious. You have to draw a line someplace.
I'll wear the socks with the slippers. I will do that.
Dude,
right,
you
there.
See a grown man wearing pajamas and socks out at night, there's something wrong.
That falls right under my rule of sweatpants for guys out in public. Unless you are directly going to the gym or home from the gym, sweatpants to me say I'm unemployed.
Wait, remember that guy?
I'm looking for help.
That guy that came here one day. So we have like a kind of tight security team here. That's not actually true. They don't care what happens.
We got
to
one
us.
Guy who's really dedicated.
Right, it's his
Henry
job.
Will take somebody out.
Yeah, Henry's prepared. But this man showed up and he had on sweatpants with a suit jacket and a button-down shirt.
Yeah,
and you know right away.
Call somebody.
You gotta alert the authorities.
You gotta call somebody right now. All right, this person's in distress or were in distress. I'm not really sure, but somebody pick up the phone.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. You need life advice? You can email my daughter Hayden@star999.com. She has no qualifications to give you advice, but she always has a thought on what you should do.
Listen, her email is always available to you right there. It's better than trying to call a doctor and be like, what do you mean you're not taking new patients?
Exactly.
All right? I'm clearly nuts and I need your help.
Yep.
Hayden, today's email says, hey, Hayden, I'm single. I am short, fluffy, and okay looking. I work with men, but they all have girlfriends or are married or are too old for me. I don't use dating sites because they cost too much. I do talk to people online, but those men don't live in my state or even my country. Mm. I go to church, but they are all married. I'm a fun person, like hiking, camping, animals, all kinds of movies too. I try, but I don't know what else I can do. Can you help? Your fan, Dawn from Shelton.
Well, first off, you definitely should not date men that don't live in this country. Think about how expensive it would be just to go on a date where that person lives.
Fair.
You have to pay for airfare, a hotel, unless he has an extra room in his house. It's really complicated. And you don't even know the guy. What if you hate him and you want to go back a day earlier? Now you're stuck in Australia for a week. I'm sorry, girlfriend, but that wouldn't work.
Oh, girlfriend.
So what advice do you have for Dawn? That's tough to meet people.
Well, maybe she should go to more things local. Like, maybe if there's, like, a fall festival somewhere, she can go there. If there's, like, something that the whole town can go to, she can go there.
So basically large crowds. That would increase her chances of finding a man, as if there are large crowds. Festivals, concerts, maybe.
Yes, because if there's somebody single that's maybe a man, maybe he'll go to those thinking he'll find the love of his life. And, you know, it could be you.
Where else can she look for men? She says she looked at church and likes going to movies, hiking.
Well, let me tell you the truth. If you're going to look at church, you're going to find some men that are either on the older side or that are married. So you don't exactly want to go there to look. The only single guys at the church is really the priest. That's not going to work. For sure.
Wow.
So where does poor Dawn go besides festivals and concerts?
She can go to the bar, she can go to restaurants, maybe she can go to, like, football games, too. There's always guys there. They love that stuff. And don't forget, it might be somebody you already know. What if one of your friends is secretly in love with you? Problem solved. Boom.
Very helpful, Hayden. Very helpful.
I mean, she's... All right, there's some whiffs in there, but there's a couple winners in there. First off, dating somebody from Australia would be expensive.
Very expensive. Yes.
All right, would be expensive.
Long weekends are going to be real long.
Right. real long. Second off, priest is single, right? Probably, depending on your church.
Not the kind of guy you probably want to get involved with.
Right. I'm sure that there are some good single men at church. I'm sure it's possible, but, you know, then she hit a highlight reel, but then she started nailing it with, like, football games and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was like, that's smart. Football games, that's good.
Act like you care about football.
Right, exactly.
You'll pull a guy right in.
Just go to the tailgates, and then when they go into the game, just go home. Just find people there.
Right.
There you go. Good advice,
you need
Hayden.
Life advice? Email me, Hayden@star999.com. Hayden, Hayden, at star999.com. See you next
Sometimes
week.
Sometimes you take for granted that people know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. This happens all the time. Something that you think is common sense, but that other people have no clue whatsoever.
Right. Star99.9 at Santa and Raven. I'm pulling up this DM that I got on Instagram.
Okay, word.
Now, first of all, I should also explain
DM.
A DM is a private message that is sent to you on a social media platform. So on Instagram, you can send a private message.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I'm explaining this...
Wouldn't it make more sense for you to actually say what the term is? It's a direct message.
It's a direct message.
It's a DM. That's mm-hmm. why it makes sense. That's how you can remember it, people over 45.
Right. If somebody slides
people
into
in
your
my age
DM,
group, right.
that means that they have sent you a direct message.
Right,
they
right.
didn't actually slide at all.
They can do the PM, too, personal messages on other platforms.
I think that's private message.
Well, that really confused me for a while.
Yeah.
But I got it now. I mean, either way, personal, private, whatever.
Here's the message I got on my Instagram. Hi, during Friday's couples court, you kept saying the word Venmo.
Yeah.
I had no idea what that meant. I went into work and I asked my coworkers who right away, one of them knew what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
You should probably have a segment on your show of all these new words, quote unquote, that us older people have no idea what they mean.
Right.
LOL.
Venmo is a delicious salad that you sometimes sprinkle with cranberries and walnuts.
That's not true.
No?
No.
It's not true?
First of all, let's go over the pronunciation of Venmo.
Okay.
Venmo.
There we go. Hold on one more time.
Venmo.
Venmo. Right.
Venmo is...
Thank you, robot.
...an app that you go and you can pay people privately, kind of like PayPal, but like much cooler and trendier.
No fees.
There's no fees. You don't do anything. You just go. You can direct people. You find them that are on there, that they're registered. You send them money. You request money. It's really the new way to pay people.
Right. PayPal is so yesterday. Venmo is today.
And you can
young and hip. By the way, they're owned by the same people.
And the funny part about it is that you can actually write notes on what you're sending money for. And mm-hmm. I like to write things that are really perverted and inappropriate so that my friends get embarrassed whenever other people see it.
It seems to be the thing to do.
It's hilarious.
Wonderful tax shelter, too, by the way, people.
Sometimes I just go.
Company expense.
I just go and I just see what people are paying for just because I think it's funny.
I can't wait to have to explain to the IRS what this emoji meant for a payment. You've got a receipt here. It says it's from Venmo.
It's a picture of a peach.
Right.
What does that mean?
Right. And then some dude's head exploding. Well, sir, that's my Emojicon, don't you recognize me? Look at me.
Right.
So now you know what Venmo is. Let's go over some other common terms that you may not know.
Okay.
Dongle.
What is a dongle?
This is a source of contention in my house right now, Anisap, because every time I say this word aloud, my wife thinks that I'm making some perverse joke.
Mm-hmm. But that's actually what it's called. If you have an advanced iPhone... and it doesn't no longer has the plug in there.
I mean, it's anything from the last 4 years.
Well,
but if
still,
you don't have the jack, the headphone jack anymore,
right.
Advanced iPhone. If you're an astronaut, no. if you have that thing that allows you to still hook
the
your
thing.
Headphones up.
Dongle.
How about this one?
Shazam.
Is that a emphasis on magic? What is that?
It's Shazam. Everyone watches that show Beat Shazam, but they don't actually know that Shazam was an app that was created that you can just put your phone in the air wherever you are with that app running,
right.
And identifies the artist and the name of the song. It's you're Shazamming it. You're finding out what it is. So when you hear that song being played on the radio and no one's telling you what it is, you just hit that app and Shazam. It tells you what it is.
Instantly. I mean, if you're not cool enough to have a DJ in your circle is all I'm saying.
There you go. Right. One quick more.
Selfie.
Now, this seems obvious.
You know what I've seen with selfies, though?
What?
So I'm running into this a lot with, like, you know, hanging out with my mom or whatever. It's like, they're like, take a selfie of me. A selfie is when you extend your arm and take a photo of yourself.
Right.
Or maybe you have a selfie stick. Yep. A selfie is not a photo of yourself.
Exactly.
Somebody is taking a photo of yourself. It's not a selfie. It's not the same thing.
It happened to me too lately. Somebody reached out to me. They gave me their phone. Like, can you take a selfie of me? Right. I go, do you want me to be in the selfie?
Right.
Take the selfie?
Right. Wait a minute. Confused. Are we together? What? I'm confused here. Right.
If you ever need us to identify any terms for you, all you got to do is slide into my DMs. There you go.
Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Chrissy and Jonathan. Chrissy, let's start with you. What's going on?
So I created this Pinterest page for my wedding, but my boyfriend are not, we're not engaged yet. So, yeah.
Wait, Jonathan, you sent me this email. So, really, what's going on?
Okay, so she's right. We are not engaged. She set up a Pinterest page that if anybody in the world were to look at, would make a safe bet that we are engaged. And I think it's cool. My cousin called me this morning, was already like, dude, why don't you tell the family that you're engaged? And I'm trying to tell him, and I don't want to get in this conversation with other friends and family. Like, I'm not engaged. She's my girlfriend. We're cool, but she's just like making it seem like we are.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun at the holidays. I mean, you are going to get that question from every single person you know. So what, Chrissy?
Yeah,
this is just stuff that you think is pretty, or is this like a hope page that, you know, are you looking to pressure Jonathan or what?
No, I mean, it's just like my fantasy, you know? Everyone has their fantasy Pinterest page, and like they put what they want, and so I have mine.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Why are you so upset about this, Jonathan? I think a lot of people have like birthday theme ideas for the girls and different like pages like that. It doesn't mean I might actually do it. It's just ideas.
Yeah,
that
but you're not like wishing them happy birthday like 6 months early. You know, I'm saying like if she was like planning things that have been important to her for the wedding for so long, that's cool. But I don't know why I'm a part of the page. If it's her fantasy. I don't know if I'm being brought in, but it seems like false advertisement.
Yeah, this is a weird situation here because I understand the difference. I mean, she's a single girl. People are paying attention. When you're single, your family and your friends are paying attention to who you're dating and thinking, well, maybe this is the one, maybe it's not or whatever. You got kids. Everybody's given up on you already, Anna Zapp.
Because of a Pinterest page?
Just saying it's totally different is all I'm saying.
I mean, I think Jonathan is overreacting.
I think wedding pressure, it sounds cool, but I'd like to be in on it. Have it be, you know, have it be like something that
so it's cool when you say it's cool.
Well, what we do is we ask our audience, and Chrissy, they may agree with you. It's a Pinterest page. It is a website where you collect pictures of things that you like and hope that one day you can do, and it's not bothering anybody. You guys are in a relationship. You're not telling people you're engaged or anything, but they may see Jonathan's point, too, where his family is seeing this. They're thinking that you're further along in your relationship than maybe you are, and it bothers him, so maybe removing it isn't the biggest deal. Do you guys both agree to listen where our audience has to say?
Sure.
Cool. I'm in. I'm here. Yes.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Chrissy has a Pinterest page of all her wedding dreams. Rings that she likes. Mm-hmm. She has different wedding gowns, venue ideas.
Okay, right.
It's all about her dream wedding. Here's the thing. She's got a boyfriend, Jonathan. They're not engaged.
Yeah.
And he has a problem with this because family members keep stumbling across her Pinterest page. Are you getting married?
Right.
Or did you get engaged and not tell us? Are you getting married soon? Why does she have this Pinterest page?
I mean, I'm just going to tell you the truth is that all I know, I think Pinterest is like, it's like your wish board, right? Like Oprah's like wish board, your vision board type thing.
It's so, a collection of things you like.
But my thought is that when Oprah explained it to me was that like, these are the things I'm trying to make happen in my life. And if that's the case, Jonathan's just feeling it, man. They're squeezing in on him like a vice.
Listen, if my Pinterest page is accurate, I'm going to Bora Bora tomorrow, and I think we both know that's not happening.
You're right.
Right. Should she have to take this down because he doesn't like the fact that she has it? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the girl's side. I forgot her name, but he's being dramatic.
Right, over dramatic. I agree with you. What's the big deal? Tell your family to stop being so nosy and mind their business.
Some people's families are ridiculously over to the top. Though. though. So let me imagine your father and mother asking you these same type of questions, Anna Zapp, and you having to tell them to mind their business. You know, with you, you were betrothed at 8 years old.
All right, here we go.
So that's why you didn't have to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
your parents decided that you were marrying Paul with a generous dowry.
Yep.
A contract was signed, all this stuff. Okay. Something about the shoe fitting on your foot. I don't know.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
You guys really do have some odd traditions.
If you want to chime in too, call 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Chrissy has a Pinterest page. Oh, sorry, I was getting into it. Chrissy has a wedding Pinterest page. It's her dream. Venues, wedding dresses, right. all that. Here's right. the problem. She's not engaged yet to Jonathan.
Right. I mean, they haven't even actually broached the subject of getting married.
Well, that that
They're
we know
dating.
Of.
They're just
Not that we know of.
Well, he didn't mention it.
Yeah. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. So Jonathan's family saw, one of his cousins saw the Pinterest page
uh-huh.
and started telling the family, like, oh, she's got a wedding Pinterest page. It's serious. They're right. getting married.
The
and he's
family's
mad.
A buzz, right.
Yeah. Chrissy's like, what's the big deal? It's just my Pinterest page. Just one day. These are the dreams of what I want for my wedding. He's like, take it down. I don't want my family to keep thinking we're getting married and ask me all these questions.
And while every single family is different, and some families are really harping on you from moment one to get married, then you got the other ones where your parents maybe have split up and they're just like, don't do it, kid. Don't do it.
What do you think?
Until they soften their edge with it. Was that a little too real? Anyways.
The Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. Should Chrissy have to take down her Pinterest page just because Jonathan doesn't approve of it? 1-800-330-9999. Let's see. Hi, Anna and Raven.
I am so on the side of the unsuspecting, not quite groom yet. She has been so passive aggressive. If you're not dating somebody and you have a wish list dream page for your wedding, that's one thing. But she is so pressuring him in a very, you know, passive way.
Yeah, that can be tough when you're in a relationship, too. You're happy with somebody, but you're just, like, not ready to have that conversation yet. And all of a sudden, that person is like, oh, we'll have this conversation. And here's the thing. I'm going to invite every one of your relatives to the conversation.
It's a Pinterest page. Am I living in make-believe world?
Is it a conspiracy, though? It could be a conspiracy at
okay.
the same time, dressed as a Pinterest page.
All right. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the guy's side. Whether it was her intention or not, I don't think it's cool that she did that. And if it wasn't her intention, why wouldn't she make her Pinterest work private so no one else could see it?
Well, that's a good point. She should make it private so no one could see her stuff.
Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Jonathan's side. I just don't think it's fair that, okay, she has a Pinterest page and she has her wedding aspirations on there. That's all fine. But for him to be a part of that and included in her photos, that seems like she's imposing pressure on him. And as he said, his family can see those images. And it's like now they're expecting him or expecting something of them, of their relationship. And it just seems like too much stress for their relationship. For me, not even on that type of stage yet.
Yeah, but it's not, to me, this is so foreign because it's not like she's saying, oh, let's get married. Oh, let's do this. I'm pressuring you. It's a Pinterest page that she had set up on her own privately. Sure, she kept it public. That was probably her first mistake. But now it's like we're judging her based on the fact that she just created a Pinterest page of all her dreams and hopes for one day. What's the difference if she was seven and doing that for
now
one day?
She's got a team of people talking about hopes.
All right, let's go to the verdict.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jonathan, our audience agreed with you. Chrissy, if it's making him feel uncomfortable, just get rid of the page. You know, you can send him emails directly about what your wedding dreams will be.
All right. Cool. I don't think it's a big deal, but fine.
I don't think it's a big deal, but at the same time, I understand how it raises a lot of questions. And at a certain point, you're just tired of getting those messages or taking those calls. You're like, all right, already, come on. Especially if he's been hearing it like every day, every holiday he's been going over there his whole life. When you gonna find a nice girl? Oh my God, now you're engaged? You didn't even tell us? Why do you do this to me?
Out of curiosity, Jonathan, are you going to propose to Chrissy, or is that not...
Oh my gosh,
what?
Are you serious?
I'm curious.
Just give the email.
All right. People want to know. Do you have intention for a future with her?
The email.
We talk about it.
See? So what's the difference? She has a Pinterest
His
page.
Voice trailed right off.
All right. Well, if anybody else has an issue, send an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap.
You ought to know. You bought
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah.
As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dinner.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
We've got another pro on the line. Pepsi from Trumbull, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Pepsi.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pepsi, Raven is walking out of here. You know how this goes. When that door closes, we can't hear him and he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Tie goes to Raven. But if you beat him, we hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. Ready?
Ready to go.
Number one, in Demi Moore's new memoir, she reveals her battles with infidelity during her third marriage to Ashton Kutcher and a lot more. Who was her famous second husband?
Bruce Willis.
Number two, Justin Bieber is reportedly having a wedding reception next week after tying the knot last September in a New York City courthouse. Who is his wife?
Hailey Baldwin.
Number three, Samuel L. Jackson will now be an option as a voice for Alexa. In what movie series does Samuel L. Jackson voice agent Nick Fury?
The Avengers.
Number four, Mattel has launched a line of gender-inclusive dolls. What is Barbie's last name?
Oh, I do not know that one.
Number five, two celebrities were unmasked on The Masked Singer. Which judge is married to Donnie Wahlberg?
Jenny McCarthy.
Let's bring Raven back in. Raven.
Yo.
Pepsi got, I'm going to give him 4 out of 5.
You're going to give him 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Sounds suspect already. Here
yeah,
we go. I don't want to hear your explanation. Just give me the questions then.
Number one, in Demi Moore's new memoir, she reveals her struggle with infidelity during her third marriage to Ashton Kutcher, and a lot more. Who was her famous second husband?
Oh, the guy that, in my record book, is the only guy that she's ever been married to and is still married to, Bruce Willis.
That's not necessarily true. She was married to Ashton Kutcher for like 8 years.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's not in my record book. I don't recognize that marriage.
Okay. Pepsi's still leading you 4-1. Number two, Justin Bieber is reportedly having...
Nobody marries Bruce Willis's wife without Bruce Willis's permission.
Can I continue, please?
Question number two.
Justin Bieber is reportedly having a wedding reception next week after tying the knot last September in New York City courthouse. Who is his wife?
Oh, the wonderful Hailey Baldwin.
That's right. She turned his life around, he says.
I really do enjoy her. Don't know her at all.
Never met her.
She seems nice.
In her pictures.
She seems really nice, though.
In her pictures.
Right, right.
I've never seen her
but
speak.
But nice.
Right.
In her pictures.
Number three, Samuel L. Jackson will now be an option as a voice for Alexa. In what movie series does Samuel L. Jackson voice agent Nick Fury?
Well, I mean, he doesn't just voice him.
Well, he is Agent Nick Fury.
Right.
Yeah.
The Avengers and the Marvel Cinematic Universe, really.
Yep, that's right. I gave Pepsi that
Iron
one,
Man,
too.
All that.
Right.
I mean, all of it. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so Pepsi is still leading you 4-3. Number four, Mattel has launched a line of gender-inclusive dolls. What is Barbie's last name?
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
if you get this, you win.
Right.
But, I mean... Barbie has a last name.
Barbie
has a
last name.
I thought she was like Cher. All
no,
right,
they actually
revealed
it last
year. I'm
going
to take a guess.
Okay.
Barbara.
What?
Barbie Murphy. Just think Murphy. John Smith. Barbara Smith. Barbie Smith.
You would be shocked at how close you are.
Barbie Stone. Barbie Stone.
Roberts.
Barbie Roberts.
Yeah, that's her last name.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, if you gave me a dozen more guesses, I probably would have missed it a dozen more times.
All right. You need this last one to tie Pepsi. Two celebrities were unmasked on The Masked Singer. What judge is married to Donnie Wahlberg?
Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
You guys have tied today. What that gets you, Pepsi, is your own Anna and Raven mug.
Awesome. I have a set of four now.
Nice. All right. Complete with an extra ounce. I won't waste any more time describing it to you because you know what it looks like.
You can sell them on eBay.
Right. But it is a handsome mug.
I've been trouble. I can't beat Raven today.
Thank you.
Better luck next time. Did you
Thank
see
you
Jenny McCarthy got roasted on the red carpet for her work on the Emmys?
Oh, really?
She blew it with Christina Applegate. Like, she asked her like 3 questions and was wrong on everything.
Mm.
And Applegate was just not there for her. She mowed her down.
All right, you want to get the cheat sheet, the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. Make sure you're listening this afternoon, 5:30, to Kevin Begley.
In a world filled with negativity and bad news, Anna and Raven want you to tell them something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Suzanne, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Awesome, thank you. We are so excited that you and the Connecticut Stars are going to be joining us at the Sono Half October 6th.
Everybody here is so excited. Oh. The girls, the families, they were all in.
Yeah, this is going to be super fun.
I've never actually had anybody actively cheer for me before. For the most part, it's been people trying to drown me, mm-hmm. push me down with their foot on top of my skull while I'm in a lake or a body of water asking for a life preserver.
Yep.
So this is going to be a real change for me, Suzanne.
Well, you know, we cheer for everyone.
What are the chances I can teach the girls a new cheer? It goes like this. Boo, Raven. Boo, ooh, ooh, Raven. B-O-O-O-O-O, boo,
cheerleading Raven. Is about being positive, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, there's a little bit of that, but there's also a lot of just having fun. So as long as we can use palms and some megaphones and be heard, they're all good.
Suzanne, can you tell us a little bit about the Connecticut Stars?
The Connecticut Stars are a special needs cheer team focused on kids of all ages from 5 to 21 throughout the state of Connecticut. We practice weekly, and we also compete at a local competition, which will be in Norwalk this year. And then we go on to states. We'll compete at regionals, and we've been invited back to nationals, where last year in Florida, we were named the national champions for the inspiration teams for American Youth Cheer.
That is fantastic.
I mean, these cheerleaders are far more qualified to be at this sporting event than we ever will be.
Ever. In a million years.
Right. This is a little bit intimidating, actually, now. I hope they don't say a Boo Raven cheer, because it might knock me out of the race.
Suzanne, are you always actively looking for new special needs cheerleaders to join your team?
We're always looking for cheerleaders, for families to get involved. You know, you can go on our website. You can go onto our Facebook page at CT Stars Cheerleading and look us up. You can easily contact us. And yeah, we're looking for everybody, whether you have cheer experience, you don't. We'd like to say, no matter what your cheer ability, there is room for you on our mat. It is an all-inclusive program.
That's fantastic. And you're out of New Canaan, correct? Is that where you guys practice every week?
We actually practice in Ansonia. The armory there was gracious enough to donate some space for us, so we go in every week and practice. It also seems to be somewhat central for a lot of our athletes there.
So they come from all over the state?
From all over the state. We've got some kids. We've got one child this year actually from South Salem, New York. The goal is to grow the program, and the more we can grow the program, we can actually have more than one team if that works out, and then regionalize it if that becomes something, because we do know we've had some families that want to do it that are in geographically undesirable areas, as they may say, for travel purposes.
Right.
So the goal is, hey, if you're interested, if you've got a kid that wants to give it a shot, it's our goal to make it fit for every child.
Well, it sounds wonderful. I can't wait. It's just going to make me have to run harder now at this point, which I can use all the motivation I can get. So this is a good thing.
Great.
And one more time, Suzanne, if people want to learn more about your organization and get their special needs children up to age 21 on the cheerleading team, where do they go?
You can go on Facebook to CT Stars Cheerleading.
We will see you next weekend.
We'll see you next.